begin with a little bit of a review of the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, so we can start the Daf for today, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Ula transmits a halacha in the name of Rabbi Lazar, and that is Govin Min HaVadin, that the Malva could collect from the Eved of the Lova. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula. Rav Nachman tells Ula, is it really true, Amar Rabbi Lazar? Did he go as far as to say, Afilu Miyasmi? Even if the Malva is collecting from the Yisoma, it means the Lova died. If the Lova is alive, then the Malva could collect from Bnei Chori. If need be, he'll collect from Metaltalin. So even if I assume that Eved is Metaltalin, he can collect from, but if the Lova is dead, and now we're coming to collect from the Yisomim, then we can only collect from Mishabdei, Mishubadim, and that would have to mean, if indeed Rabbi Lazar maintained that you can collect, the Malva could collect from the Yisomim of the Lova, even from Avodim, it means that Avodim have the status of Karka. So Ula responded to Rav Nachman, and he said, Lo, Rabbi Lazar, as far as I can tell, did not speak about collecting from the Yisomim. Eved Knani has the status of Metaltalin. And Rav Nachman is not happy with that. Minei afil migli be'al katfe, if Rabbi Lazar was talking about Avadim and the ability, the potential of the Malva to collect from the Avadim, then if Avadim are Metaltalin, why single out Avadim? I mean, what's the Chiddush here of Avadim? You're not telling me anything new? You can collect from any Bnei Chor, even Metaltalin. Hachamayaskinan shaso apotiki, that the Lova set aside, singled out the Eved as an apotiki, meaning Nisham Tehei Piron, as you can collect from the Eved. And now the Lova sold this Eved. The Malva could collect from the Eved from the hands of the Lokeach. And this is a great Chiddush, that you can turn an Eved into an Apotiki in such a way that you can collect from the Lekuchos. Kidarava Diyamarava Asa Avdu Apotiki Umacharo Balchov Goveh Menu. He can collect the Eved from the Lekuchos. Shora apotiki macharo ein bal chov gove menu maitaima ha isle kola ha lesle kola. We explained this in the previous shiur. And now we're up to the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Lebasar dinafik. After Rav Nach went out, Omar lehu Ula. Ula apparently addressed the audience there in the absence of Rav Nachman. Hachi Omar Rabbi Lazar afil miyasmi, that Rabbi Lazar was of the opinion that an Eved has the status of Karka in such a way that you collect even from the Yisomim. So forget about Apotiki and forget about collecting from Lekuchos. We're talking about collecting from the Yisomim. And even though Ula had indicated to Rav Nachman that Rabbi Lazar did not discuss Yisomim, as if to say that Eved Kenani has the din of Metaltalin, now after Rav Nachman goes out, Ula spills the beans that, in fact, Rabbi Lazar went as far as to equate and upgrade the status of Avodim to Karkos, such you can even collect from Yisomim. Om Rav Nachman, when the words of Ula somehow trickled back to Rav Nachman, is Ishtamtin Ula. Ula is sort of avoiding me. You know, when he spoke to me, he spoke about Avodim as an apotiki, collecting from Lekuchos. He did not speak to me about Avodim, according to Rabbi Lazar, Avodim upgraded to the status of Karka, such as you collect from the Yisomim. Havi Uvda Binarda, V'Agbu Dayoni Dinarda. It was a situation where the Dayonim and Adah collected the chov of the father from the avodim of the father, from the Yisomim themselves. Havi uvda b'fum pedisa. Once again, agbe v'agbe Rav Chana bar Bizna. that the psak was in Pupadisa, just like we saw in Arda, that the collection of the Chov is even from Avodim of the Yisomim. It means that Avodim have the status of Karka. Omar Lahu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, he heard about this, he tells the Dayan min Arda, Zilu Ahajri, you made a big mistake, and make sure to return the Avodim to the Yisomim, the Elo, and if you refuse to do so, Magbidin Lechua Le'afandaichu, Le'afnaichu, which means I'm going to collect from you, from your homes. Afandaichu is like a castle, because you have to pay up the Yisomim. Why? Because you are together a Dayan Shetah B'din. You made an absolute mistake by upgrading the status of Avodim to Karka and allowing the Malva to collect his Chov from the Yisomim Be'avodim. Amalu Ravler of Nachman, Ravler turns to Rav Nachman, and he says, wait a minute, Ha'ula. Ula already said in the name of Rav Elazar that Avodim are collectible from the Yisomim. Ha Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar himself holds the same way. Ha Dayani Narda, they hold the same way. Ha Rav Chana Bar Bizna holds the same way. So Rav Nachman, what are you all about over here? I mean, everybody equates Avodim with Karka. Mar, he speaks to Rav Nachman in third person. Kiman Svile, do you have anyone upon whose shoulders are you standing against all these? Amalei, Rav Nachman returns to Rava. Ano Masnisi Adana. I heard from Avimi a Brisa, Ditani Avimi, and from this Brisa I could certainly conclude that the status of an Eved is that of Metaltalin, and it's therefore not collectible from Yisomim. What is the language of this Brisa? First, we have to know that the Brisa is discussing the case of Prozbul. Prozbul means that if the Lova owes Chovos to the Malva, and these Chovos will be cancelled by the Shemitah year, what wherewithal does the Malva have to collect his Chovos despite the Shemitah? He can write a Prozbul. And basically what this Prozbul accomplishes is that since the Lova's Karka, this Prozbul makes it as if this Karka was already collectible. It was already collected by the Malva. So it's not that the Malva will have to collect his Chov, he already has the Karka of the Lova. So Prozbul is written on Karka, the Karka of the Lova. And the Brisa says, V'enu chal al avodim, meaning that Avodim did not have the status of Karka, they have the status of Metaltal, and therefore Nachman turns to the Dayoni Narda, and he says to him, you made a big boo-boo because you allowed the Malva to collect from the Yisomim from Avodim. That's against the Brisa, and that's a toast. You have to return the Avodim to the Lova. Let's continue again. The Brisa is going to emphasize the status of Avodim. It says, Metaltalin Niknim Im Hakarka, the Enom Niknim Im Havodim. We have our Loch of Kinyan Agav, which means that you can be Kone Metaltan Agav Karka. That means that the Kinyan on the Karka is automatically Chal on the Metaltan. I can sell you both, and you, the Kone, just have to make a Kinyan on the Karka, and automatically you're Kone the Metaltan. But Enom Niknim Im Havodim, you cannot be Kona Metaltalin Agav Avodim. So if I'm machna to you Avodim and Metaltalin, you cannot be Kona the Metaltalin with the Kinyan on the Avodim, because Avodim have the status of Metaltalin and not of Karka. There's no Kinyan Agav in Avodim. In any event, this Brisa from beginning to end is clear-cut proof that we define Avodim as Metaltalin, as not as Karka, and therefore this would undermine the Psak of Narda and all the rest who have equated Avodim with Karka. And now the Gemara suggests, Lema Katanoi, perhaps the status of Avodim, whether it's that of Karka or that of Metaltin, is in fact Machlokas Tanoi, because we have a Brisa that deals with Kinyan Agav. And the Brisa quotes two opinions about the status of Avodim. Mochar lo Avodim v'karkos, hechzik b'Avodim lo kana karkos. It means that an Eved has the status of Metaltalin. Bikarkos lo kon avodin, which means that the eved has the status of karka, and therefore he cannot be kon avodin agav karka. Now, if he sells karkos umitaltalin, hichzik v'karka kona mitaltalin, it's the classical case of a kinyan agav, v'mitaltalin, if he makes a chazoka, or whatever kinyan he makes on the mitaltalin, lo kona karka, and then if he sells his friend avodim umitaltalin, is hichzik b'avodim lo kona mitaltalin, v'mitaltalin lo kona avodim. So in any event, this brisa certainly assumes that avodim does not have the status, and eved does not have the status of karka, and therefore you cannot be kona mitaltalin agav the eved. We'll have to again understand, the Gemara is going to pick this up a little bit later on, why is it that you, if you're assuming now that eved is kimitaltalin, so why can't you be kona the eved agav karka? And the language of the Braisa was crystal clear. The Braisa says that if he makes a kinyan on hichzik, bavonim lo kona karkos, but hichzik, he makes a kinyan on the karkos, lo kona avodim. Why not? Even if this tan is of the opinion that avodim has a din of kark, of metaltalin, why then can you not be kona an eved agav karka? And this we're going to see later on, that you can only be kona movable objects that cannot move on their own volition. They have no naidi quality. Those you could be kona agav karka. But if something is naidi and it moves around, then it cannot be, so to speak, bottled to the karka in order to have an effective kinyan on the karka on behalf of the avodim agav karka, say avodim on naidi. But be that as it may, the fact that this brisa says that you cannot be kona mitaltalin agav avodim means that avodim have the status of mitaltalin and not karka. But for asanya, we have another brisa that says that if you sell avodim and mitaltalin to your friend, hichzik ba'avodim, if the lokeach makes a chazoka on the avodim, kona mitaltalin, meaning there's an agav here, meaning that avodim have the status of karka my lava hokam miflugi. The simple pshat would be that they're arguing about this issue. Mar sov avodim ki karka domi, mar sov avodim ki mitaltan domi. The first price that says you cannot be kona mitaltan agav eved holds that an eved is mitaltan, he's not karka. The second price that says that once you make a kinyan chazok on the eved, you kona the mitaltan's of the opinion that eved is karka, and if you can be kona agav the eved, the mitaltan. And now the Gemara is going to go in two different directions to assume that that's not the subject of the Braisa. So the Gemara is going to present a thesis that both Braises accept that Avodim is Kikarka, but nevertheless he can't be Kona Metalten Agav Avodim. Or the Gemara is going to assume in another possibility that both Braises hold that an Eved has the status of Metalteli, but then we have to answer the question of the Braisa number one. Why is it that if Eved has the status of Metaltalin, if you're Kona the Karka, you can't be Kona the Avodim? Amar Rav Ika Berei D'Rav Ami, this is the first Lishon in the Gemara. Kuli Alma, both prices of the opinion Avodim, Kimekarkoi Domi. That Avodim indeed have the status of Karka. But now, we can understand the second brisa very smoothly, straightforward, because it says hichzik b'avodim konam kat mitaltalin. V'ahodis sanya kona in the second brisa konam mitaltalin shop. That makes sense. Oh, but now we have to go back to the first brisa. The first brisa says that if you make a chazok in the avodim, you're not kona the mitaltalin. V'ahodis sanya lo kona, he cannot make kinyan on the mitaltalin agav avodim. The reason for that is because the source of this great chiddush of the Torah, kinyan agav, where you make a kinyan on one thing and you kona something else, that is derived from a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. If we read the pasuk carefully, we'll see that the pasuk limits and circumscribes the kinyan agav in a very particular way that requires lo naidi, and that would exclude Avodim. The first brisa that lo kana metaltin, you cannot make a kinyan agav, eved agav metaltin, as avodim cannot be nicknamed agav avodim. I'm sorry, metaltin cannot be nicknamed agav avodim. The reason for that is be'inon karka. In order to set up agav, you need an agav karka. Dumya di orim mitzuros bi'yehuda. We're going to see the Pasuk in just a second, that when the Pasuk presents this breakthrough of Kinyan Agav, it's got to be Orim Mitzuros B'Yehuda. This is a parasha of Yehoshafat HaMelech, who gave his children gifts, and he gave them both Karka Metaltalin, and he was Makna the Metaltalin Agav Karka. And what is Dumya? What is the case that's dealt with in Yehoshafat? It's Ore Mitzuros B'Yehuda Delo Naidi. These are stationary things. So that stationary character, which doesn't move from one place to the other, Delo Naidi, that is able to function for a Kinyan Agav. That's the foundation of a Kinyan Agav. But in the case of Avodim, that move from place to place, and they are Naidi, there's no way that they can serve as the basis for a Kinyan Agav. They don't have the similar quality of karka that's low naidi. They are naidi. And the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah Kiddushin, which formulates the Kinyan Agav and derives it indeed from the Pasuk in Yehoshafat. This Nad, we learned the Kiddushin on Daf Chavav. Mechasim Shein Lamachrais, that means metaltalin. Nickname that could be transferred in ownership, agav karka im nechasim sheish lemachrayus, which is a phrase for karka, bekesef b'shtar u'bechazaka, and minon imili. The Gemara immediately asks, how does the Mishnah derive this conclusion of kinyan agav? And the answer is Omer Chizkia, the Omer Kro in Divrei Hayom. It says, Vayitein lahem aviem matonos rabos lekesef ulezov ulemigdonos im ore mitzuros b'Yehuda. And that's the source of the Kinyan Agav, but it's got to be ore mitzuros b'Yehuda delo naidi. So that's the first lishna, that everyone agrees that Eved has the status of karka, and that would therefore support the opinion of the Dayani Narda, etc., etc., that the Malva could collect from Avodim, from the Yisomim. You'll ask me a question, if you can collect a Chov from Avodim, and if Avodim has the status of Kaka, why can't you use Avodim as the basis for Kinyan Agav Metaltel and Agav Avodim? The answer is because it's not Dumya, the Ore Mitzuris B'Yud, and therefore there's a technical foul that disqualifies Kinyan Agav in the case of Avodim. Ika Diyami, now we go to the second Lishnomer of Ika, Bereder of Idi. Some say Bereder of Ami. And if you have Bereid Rav Ami, then it's another Lishna in the same tradition, but a different version. In the same transmission, the Kuli Alma, all the Brais hold Avodim, Kimetaltele Domi, the status of Avodim is that of Karka. And that would, I'm sorry, the status of Avodim is that of Metaltele, and that would justify Rav Nachman's point, as we saw before. And that certainly explains the first brisa, that if you make a chazaka on avodim, is lo kona, you're not kona the metaltalin, hodasanya, that makes sense going to the first brisa, lo kona, meaning lo kona metaltalin, agav avodim, because avodim has the status of metaltalin, shop, that makes sense. Oh, hodasanya, now we get to the second brisa, kona be oda, kona. The second Bryce says that once you made a chazaka, the avodim you call it metaltalin. Has it make sense if avodim are metaltalin? And the Gemara answers, be odon olav. The metaltalin on top of the evid. We're not talking here in the second Bryce, as we thought mistakenly, about kinyan agav. We're talking about a different kinyan entirely, and that's called the kinyan chotzer. And the evid could serve as a kinyan chotzer. In fact, even metaltalin could serve as a kinyan chotzer. Let's say, for example, you have a letter in an envelope and you make a kinyan on the envelope, and maybe you kona the metaltalin, assuming there was das marked there. And here too, if you have metaltalin on top of the eved, you make a kinyan on the eved, and the eved now serving as a kinyan chotzer allows you to be kona, assuming there was das marked there, the metaltalin that are on top of the eved, but has nothing to do with a kinyan agav. Of course, we should point out that the kinyan chotzer and the kinyan agav are both very similar kinyonim, but there's one fundamental difference. In the kinyan agav, he's being makne the chotzer, so to speak. In the kinyan chotzer, he has the chotzer. The kona has the chotzer from kadmus denan. So Gemara now is unhappy because once you're in the parasha of chotzer, you have certain limitations that very severely limit you as far as the ability for kinyan chotzer to operate. There are rules and regulations that govern kinyan chotzer. One of them is that a kinyan chotzer has to be stationary. It's got to be mishtameres. So that's Gemara's kasha. V'chi odon ol of my havi, even if the metaltalin are on the back, in the backpack of the eved, nevertheless it's a chotzer malechas. A chotzer, by definition, has to be stationary and not a chotzer malechas. Chotzer malechas, lo kana. And this is a sugya in Perek HaZorek in Masech de Gittin. And a kinyan chotzer is a subcategory of a kinyan yad, just like yad has to be smucha liyodom. It's mishtameres l'daito. It doesn't just move away and go out on its own. That's what a chotzer is, dumya de yad. But in the case of an eved, he is a chotzer maleches. And how could he possibly serve as a conduit for the kinyan of the metaltalin that are on his back? The chitam, you'll tell me, be omeid if the eved is standing. Well, the Gemara says that doesn't make him into a chotzer. She'enem aleches dumi diyad. Ha'amar rova kol she'ilu mahalech lo kana omeid v'yoshev lo kana. If this eved has the propensity to move out, it's nighty, it's not like a yad. And therefore, since it's mahalech, it cannot be kona, let's say the metaltalin on top of it, so too, even if it's in a position of omeid v'yoshev, right now, on a temporary basis, momentarily, the eved is stationary, is lo kona. He cannot serve as a chotzer. So what do we do with this brisa? If this brisa agrees fundamentally that an eved has the status of metaltalin, and therefore we're not talking about a kinyan agav, how can it be kona through the eved the metaltalin chotzer? This is a case of a chotzer maleches. The Hilchos of the Gemara answers, b'kafus, in a case where you tied up the eved, you bound him foot, you know, head and foot, and he can't move, he's no longer a chotzer maleches, and therefore he's mishtameres l'dais bailov, and he has the status of a chotzer. And this too is clear from the sugya in Masechta Gittin in Perek HaZorei, Kayin Zayin, where the Gemara says that you have an eved kofus and he puts the get into the eved, then she is kona the get midin chotzer, and since the eved is tied up, he's kofus, he has the status of a chotzer mishtameres l'das halokeach l'das ha'isha, and that's what this brisa, which was so problematic, because again we were assuming that eved has the din of metaltalin, nevertheless, it's possible for the eved to be koneh metaltalin. So the difference between the two brises regarding the question of hichzik ba'avonim, whether you koneh metaltalin shalav or not, it all depends on whether it's kofus. If the eved is kofus, then ein hachinami through chotzer you koneh the metaltalin shalav. But if, on the other hand, the eved is not kofus, then you cannot be koneh the metaltalin, because then the eved serves a chotzer Hamaleches. So let's just summarize. There are two ways of reconciling the brises. One way is to say that both brises are the opinion that eved has the status of karka. The brise that says you cannot be kona is of the opinion that you need for kinyan agav something that's absolutely stationary, dumyula or mitzuris b'Yehuda. The second way of reconciling two brises is that both brises are of the opinion that the status of eved is equivalent to that of metaltalin. Aye, if so, how can you be kona metaltalin agav eved? The answer is that the eved, if he's kofus, he functions as a kinyan chotzer. The Gemara now asks an additional contradiction between Vraisos. We learned in the first Braisa that if he makes a chazok on the karka, he's not kona the avodim bekinyan agav. Vasanya, the very same Braisa says. No, I'm sorry, that was the first Braisa. And in the second Braisa, it says, Hichzik v'karka kona avodim. So until this point, we were focused on the theory between the two Braises in terms of whether Avodim could serve as a Kinyan Aga for Metaltalin. And we had two different approaches, how to understand the two Braises and reconcile them. But now, let's focus on a different theory between the two Braises, facing the issue of whether or not you could be called an Eved Agav Karka. If the Eved is to be defined as Metaltalin, that's okay. And that's the second braisa that Hichzik Bekarka Kona Avodim, because Eved is like Metaltalin. But the first braisa said, if you make a Chazok and a Karka, you're not Kona the Avodim. So the Gemara answers, Hossam, the second braisa, which allows you to be Kona the Eved, be Omdim Besocha. This is the whole question about, and this is the most fundamental question of them all in Kinyan Agav, and that is whether you need Tzrurim for a Kinyan Agav. What does the word Tzrurin mean? What Tziburin? If you turn for a second to Daf Yud Beis on the base, we're not up to it right now, but you'll see the word Tziburin. Tziburin means that the Metaltalin, in order to be Konadem Agav Karka, have to be located and resting in the Karka itself. You can't be Kone, you know, Metaltalin all over the world, all over the globe, Agav Karka. They've got to be Tziburin. So the Gemara says, if Tziburin is a prerequisite, a condition in Kinyan Agav, then we have a very easy way of reconciling the so-called contradiction between the two braises. And that is that the second braisa that says, Hichzik b'karka kodes avodim b'omdu b'socha, if the avodim are inside the karka, that's called tziburin, and you can be kona the eved, agav karka. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't say anything about the first braisa, but the premise here, I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell this out, but the illusion is between the cracks, if you will, that the first price holds you not kona avodim because the avodim are not tziburin, are not standing or sitting or lying inside the karka. And again, even though the Braisa seems to assume that he's kona metaltalin, the metaltalin aren't necessarily tziburin. And that is because when we have a double combination, it's a double whammy of number one, naidi, in the case of avodim, that are movable, and number two, they're not in the karka. That's a tarti l'reus. In the case of avodim, to be kona the avodim agav karka, you need number one, siburim, and number two, you need kofus, that it shouldn't be naidi. And these are two independent conditions that have to be met. So that Braisa Rishona that says you're not kona avodim agav karka could mean one of two things, either because it's naidi or because it's not tziburim, that the eved is not omid b'tocha karka. The Braisa Shnia, which insists that hichzik b'karka kona avodim, must be assuming two things. Number one, the eved is not naidi because it's kofus, and number two, it's munach inside the karka, within the boundaries of the karka, and therefore it has the condition of tziburin. And your kona, the eved agav karka. So Gemara asks a kasha now. Michlal, from what you're saying now, I would understand by implication the high lo kona kishein omdu besocha, that the first price that says that you are machzik on the karka and you're not kona the avodim is because the avodim are outside. The karka ha nicha, that makes sense, lahach lishna. The omer of ikar berei derav ami avde kimetalteli dami hainu. Then we understand I om de besocha in I lo elahach lishna. The omer avde kimetalteli kimekarkoi dami. is lomali omdim esocha amar Shmuel machlo eser sados piyasem edinos kevin sheichzik piachas mem kodes kula. So here's the Gemara's cash. The Gemara says the following. All this about omdim esocha fits in beautifully according to the second Lishna that says that both Bryces maintain the position that the evidence has the status of a taltali, and therefore, if you want to be kone avodim agav karka, then you certainly need om de betocha, like the classical case of metaltal and agav karka. You need siburit. That makes sense, and therefore, the second Bryce maintains that if in event the avodim are not located on the karka, you cannot be kone the avodim agav the karka. Why? Because the status of the avodim is that of metaltalin, and metaltalin required siburit. Elalach lishna diyom. But if you hold avdei according to both prices, akim karkoi dami, then lovely, why do I need omdu betocha? You can be kone many different karkos, says Shmuel, by making a chazok on one of them. And obviously the karkos are not tziburin, so if the eved has the status of karka, you should certainly not require tziburin. You don't need munachim besocha. Once again, just to repeat, if we're going back to the first brisa that says that you cannot be kona and eved agav karka, and the answer is, says the Gemara, because it's not omdim eina omdim besocha, that doesn't make any sense if you're assuming the Lishna that Kuliamalo Pligi, that was the first Lishna of Ikabaraba, the Kuliamalo Pligi that Avodim Kimakarkoi Domi, then the whole concept of Tziburin and the requirement of Omdu Besocha makes no sense because of the statement of Shmuel. So the Gemara now says, Ule Taimech. Now the Gemara slashes back at the Makshan. What is your opinion? You want to say that Lahach Lishna Diomar Avdi Kimitaltali Domi is according to the second Lishna of the Gemara, that, just one second, let me just get this right, according to the second Lishna in the Gemara in Rav Iko Berei, the Rav Ami, everybody agrees that Avdi is Kimitaltali Domi. Now you want to say that according to the first price, so you're missing the condition of Tziburin. So the Gemara asks, Lomali, Ome Besocha, why do you need Tziburin? Hakaimalon, we paskin, and this is based on the Sugin Kedushin Chavav, and here we're turning to your base on the base, Dilo Be'inon Tziburin. That, for example, if you're being Kona in the classical case, Karka, and you want to be Kona, Makne, Him, Metalthan, Agav Karka, you don't need. There's no requirement that the metalta be tziburin. So therefore, your whole assumption that if everybody agrees that avodim have the status of metalta, and the reason why if you kona karki make chazok karki na kona metalta is because you require omdim besocha, because insofar as avodim is metalta, you require tziburin. That's not true, because although there was such a sheet in Kedushin, the final conclusion, La Locha, and that's how it's the Paskin in Kedushin, is that you don't require Tziburin and Metaltalin in general. So if you're equating and subsuming Avodim in the category Metaltalin, then who cares whether the Eved is actually on the Karka or not on the Karka? We don't require Tziburin because we don't require Tziburin and Metaltalin in general. Ella says the Gemara, "My is lon loch lememar." What are we going to say to answer this kasha? And the answer is shiny metaltali de naidi me metaltali de lo naidi. Now it's true that in the case of metaltali, they're movables, but they're immovable on their own. They're stationary on their own. Then we don't require Tzibur, and you can be kone metaltalin out in China agav the karka that you're being makne the kone, and the kone is making chazaka here in Yerushalayim. Fine, but that's because those metaltalin are low 90, and then we don't require. There's no requirement of tzibur. But here, in the case of Avodim, we have Metaltali Denaidi. And if it's Salti Denaidi, there's no real connection here between the Metaltali and the Karka unless you have Tziburin. Tziburin is going to effectuate that Tziruf between the Metaltalin, in this case the Eved, and the Karka. Is Hachinami, if that be the case, then let's go back to the first Lishna. The first Lishna said that Avodim have the status of Karka. Correct? And if that be the case, if everybody agrees, according to that Lishna, that Eved has the din of Karak, you're asking me, so why can I not be Kone Avodim Agav Karaka? The answer we could suggest is that even though Shmuel says you can be Kone many different Karakos with a Kenyan on one single Karaka, that's only meaningful if you could be Kone them all with one Kenyan. But Shiny Makarki denied thee, but in the case of Avodim, to say that you kona the Avodim with one Kenyan on the Karka, that's fundamentally different. The Eved is out on his own. He flies the coop. He's on the move. He has locomotion. Is that different me din Karka Makarkoi delo naidi? If the Karkoi is stationary, is you could say that you could be kona many Karkos, Agav one Karka. But Avdi Mekarkoi Denaidi, who since Eved is Karkoi, I agree with you. And let's say, for example, if we go back to the issue about a Malve collecting from the Somim from an Eved, the answer is, yeah, an Eved has the status of Karka, and there's a Shibud on the Eved. Oh, however, with regard to Kinyonim, you want to make a Kinyon Agav, and you want to sell 10 Sodos with one Kinyon and one chazok and one karka, hosam sadna diara chad. We can see all the earth, so to speak, as one continuum, and all the karkos on this globe are connected, are mechuboros. They become one goof, and therefore Shmuel says you can make a kinyan on one sada, become all the other sados, but not an eved. An eved cannot be considered part of sadna diara. He's part of the earth itself. It cannot be considered mechubor karka. The eved has feet, and he's running away. So that's the end of this sukkah. Now we go back to the Mishnah on Daf Tesam in Beis. The Mishnah establishes that if you damage nechosim she'ein b'hem me'ilah, then you pay compensation. But if nechosim she'ein b'hem me'ilah, which means kodshim, a mazik kodshim, doesn't have to pay to the gizbar, and that's derived from the pasuk v'chi yigov shar'ish shar'ehu. And you remember that we had a drasha of Shor Re'eu Velo Shor Shel Hegdesh, and therefore for Mazik Nechosim Sheyesh Bar Me'ila, which comes under Shor Shel Hegdesh, there's no Tashlume Nezikin. Says the Gemara, Me'ila Hu De Is De Lesle Ha Mekache Kachi. Again, just to review the Gemara's point and the Gemara's diuk, is that we have a category of nechasim she'ein bohem me'ilah, and it might be that kiddushay mekache. It has kiddusha, but there's no me'ilah. And in such a case, the mazik would be chayef. Mantana, how can you come up with this situation that a mazik nichse hegdish, but if it's ain by me'ilis chayev? On Rabbi Yochanan, this is a very important point, the whole sugi is going to emanate from this point, bekodshim kalim valiva de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. In a case of shlomim, and we'll soon see the sugi of Bechar, which is also kodshim kalim, there's no me'ilah, and this is based on a sugi of me'ilah daf zayin amid beis. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, his opinion was about Kodshim Kalim, Mamon Bailim Hu. Again, in order to say that you're Chayef and Ezekin, you need Mamon Bailim. You have to say that you damaged somebody's privately owned possession. So therefore, let's say you have a case where there was a Hezek of an animal, and this animal was Kodshim Kalim, let's say before Shechita, the Mazik is going to have to pay the Bailim because this animal is included in Sharei Ehu. We said the exclusion of Chiyuvei Mazik is because when the animal was Nogeach, let's say a Shoshal Hegdesh, it's not Sharei Ehu. There's no private ownership here on Hegdesh. It's owned by Hegdesh. So that's not Sharei Ehu. But here, you have private ownership even though it is Hegdesh. And that expresses itself in the fact that Ein Bahem Me'ilah. So it's Ein Bahem Me'ilah. It's still Hegdesh, obviously. It's Kodesh L'Mizbeach. It's Behemas Shlomim. And nevertheless, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Agli that it's Momen Bailim, and therefore it is considered Shoreyehu, so let's say Reuven was Magdish a Behemah for Shlomim, Reuven is still the proud owner of these Shlomim, of this animal, and therefore it's Shoreyehu. And this is very meduyuk now in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that the chiyuv of mazik is for nechasim sheyesh bahem me'ilah. And this indeed, I'm sorry, the chiyuv of mazik is for nechasim she'ein bahem me'ilah. And here we have a case of kodshim kalim, which is ein bahem me'ilah. I have to add another condition. Okay, if it's ein bahem me'ilah, but who do you have to pay to? There's no private ownership. It's not shoreyehu. And the answer is it is privately owned, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And the Gemara now demonstrates the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili from the Braisa, the Sanya we learned in the Braisa. And this Braisa is dealing with a case of what's called Chomesh and Asham, Asham v'Chomesh. And this is a parsha in Vayikra Hey. What happens? You're talking about a case of someone who's being accused of receiving a pikadon. He's in custody, he's a shomer for an object, and he's being accused now of being kofer, of denying that he got that pikadon, but that's not enough. He went ahead and he took a shvua, and he perjured himself with an oath. He took a false oath that he does not have possession, he never received possession of this pikadon. And the Torah establishes in such a case, if we find out, or if he admits on his own volition that he took a shvur sheker, he has to pay a chomesh, and that's that he has to pay not only the value of the object of the pikadon, he has to add another 20% of its value. Not only that, for the fact that he violated a shvur sheker, he has to bring a karban asham. And the Torah says, nefesh ki sechta u'ma'ala mal b'ashem v'kichesh b'amiso b'pikadon. And he took a shvuas sheker v'nishbal sheker, and it says v'kichesh. And now in Torah Shabbal Peh, we're going to darshan the word v'kichesh, and we're going to read it in two ways, lefaneh and lachreh, as if it said ba v'kichesh and ba miso v'kichesh. Do you follow me? Because the word v'kichesh is sandwiched in between bashem and ba miso. So he was kichesh bashem and gam ba miso. And the Braisa tells us in the name of Yosef Aglili Rabos, kodshim kalim. In other words, if Reuven gives kodshim kalim, a behemas shlomim, over to Shimon to watch it, Shimon denies that he ever received it, the animal is gone, Shimon goes ahead and takes a shvua to the effect that he never received this animal, and we find out that Shimon perjured himself, this is a false oath, and Shimon now has to pay a chomesh v'asham, it says v'chichesh be'amiso, and you would have thought that this is not ba'amiso because there's no private ownership here, it's not ba'amiso. The answer is that the Torah is marva b'ashem v'chichesh, that even though it's kodesh, it's hegdesh, but nevertheless, it can still consider v'kichesh b'amiso. And why is that? Because since it's kodshim kalim, shehein mamono, it's considered momen bailim. So therefore, even though it's akhoshim b'ashem, meaning of hegdesh, of behemas kodshim, for shlomim, nevertheless, at the same time, it's considered akhoshim b'amiso in the parasha of Karen, of Chomesh, and Osham kicks in. Divrei Rav Yossi Aglili. And again, even though this drasha was made with regard to Shvuas HaPikadon, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us that even with regard to other things, not just Pikadon, Rabbi Yossi holds a Kodshim Kalam is considered Mom and Bailin. So it's not a separate din, a unique halacha in Pikadon, but rather a general halacha in Kachim Kalm that is considered Mamon Bailin. And therefore, if a person was mazik, or his animal was mazik, a behemas kachim kalim, he has to pay damages for that. And the reason for this is that Rabbi Yossi Aglin is of the opinion that kachim kalim is mamon bailim. It's not shor hegdesh, but rather it's shor re'ehu. Again, even though one could ostensibly argue that when Rabbi Yossi Aglin said in the Braisa, with regard to Pikadon and Shvuas HaPikadon, that's not relevant to the case of Mazik, because in Shvuas HaPikadon he derives it from the fact that it says Umal Amal Bashem V'kichesh Bamiso. It's a special pasuk of Bashem to tell you that even though it's Behemoth Hegdesh, it's still included in the parsha of Chomesh V'Asham. Maybe it's a separate halacha that has no application to Mazik, because in Mazik all we have is Shariyehu. But the answer is that even without that drasha, the very fact that the Torah says in this parsha, O Oshak es Amiso, that it's got to be a Bamiso, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili subsumes Kachim Kalim under Bamiso, meaning because it's Mom and Bailim, that therefore would shed a light on the pasuk of Shorei Ehu in Mazik, and include Behemas Kachim Kalim in Re'ehu to generate a Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezik. That is the logic of Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what Omer Rabbi Yochanan, again, Bekachim Kalim Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that Yemazik Nichsei Hegdesh She'ein Be'em Me'ilo and Yechayev, because that was the Dik Me'ilu De Lesbahu Ha Mikachi Mikachi, that the author of that Mishnah says Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Yochanan's logic is to take Rabbi Yossi Aglili from Shvus HaPikodon and apply him to the din of Mazik. And now the Gemara is a kasha. Vasnan, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin with regard to a Kohen or Yisrael who's Makadesh HaMakadesh Bechelko. In other words, we're talking about a piece of Kachim, of Behemoth Kachim, and he gave it over to an Isha. Let's say it's one of the Matnas Kahuna, and the Kohen receives it and he gives it over to Nisha for Kiddushin, or Yisrael's Makadesh, even if there's no Matnas Kahuna, but Basar Karbon, which is in his Rishus, and he's Makadesh and Isha with this Basar Kachim. Bein Bekachim Kachim, for example, Chatos V'Yosha, Bein Kachim Kalim, like Shlomim, Eino Mekudeshes. Is Lema Delok Rabbi Yossi Aglili? According to Rabbi Yochanan's logic, that Kachim Kalim is Nechshav, Momun Bailim, and that's not just a special halacha in Vekichesh, Lashem Vekichesh in Shvus HaPikadon. If that be the case, then what do we do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you cannot be Mekadesh in Isha with Kachim. And that applies even to Kachim Kalim. The Mishnah is outspoken about that. So you gave him Amos Shlomim over to an Isha, and there's no Chalos Kiddush because it's not yours. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's yours. It's Mom and Bailim. So why can't you be Mekadesh in Isha? And the Gemara answers, Afilu Tema, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. There's a fundamental difference between Behemas, Kachim in the case of Shlomim, and after Shechita. Even if we hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili's moda that if you gave Basar Kodesh after Shechita to a woman, you don't have any ownership on it. Ki Amar Rabbi Yossi, when does Rabbi Yossi Aglili maintain the Kodesh of Kalma's moment? Bailim, and Eichinam Yikub Mekadesh an Isha with it. And if your shor was mazik, this kachim kalim will be chayev. It's called re'ehu. That's only mechayim when the animal is still alive before shechita. Avol yachar shechita, afilu Rabbi Yossi Aglili mode. Why? Because where is this? Once the animal is shechted and now belongs to the Mizbeach, is kicha zachu, when we give parts of the animal for the Kohanim, that's called matnas kahuna, or there are parts of the animal in the case of shlomo to bala korban is allowed to eat, mishulchan gavah kazachu. They don't have any ownership rights, even according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, on the basar after shechit of kachim. That's certainly mishulchan gavah kazachu. It means although there's a heter, a green light that gives them license to eat certain parts of the korban, but they're eating from the korban of Hashem. This belongs to Hashem. That's not their own personal mammon. That's called mishulchan gavah kazachu. And therefore, for sure, with this basa, they cannot be Mekadish and Isha, because it really doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Hashem. Our mission is talking about a case where you amazik the behemoth of Kachim Kalim before Shechita, when it's alive and well. That's when Rabbi Yosef Haglili maintains that it's Mom and Bailim. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Umechayim Omar, did Rabbi Yosef Haglili say that a behemoth's Kachim Kalim is considered Mom and Bailim when it's alive? Vasnan, what about the Mishnah in Maaser Shedi? The Mishnah says Bechor, which is a classical case of Kachim Kalim, is Mochrin Oso Tam Chai. That means you can sell it. For example, let's say a Kohen receives the Bechor of Behema, and it has to be, of course, a Behema Tahora, and it's Kachim Kalim, it's Momen Kohenim, he can sell it to other Kohenim. Even though it's not a balmum, tam, chai. Again, chai means when it's alive. Now, the lokeh who buys it, he will not be able to enjoy the benefits of this bechor. He can't eat its meat until there's an afilas mum. Now, let's say the case was that it was shechted before there was a mum. It was tam. Tam means unblemished. And it has the din of kachim shenishchetu bachutz. And if you recall, we had a long discussion about kachim shenishchetu bachutz. They're asur banah. Fine. So now again, the case is that the lokeach didn't wait until the mum fell, and he shechted it while it was still tam, and it has halach now of kodshim shenishkutu bachutz, it's asur banah. The Mishnah now says ubal mum, but if they had waited, meaning lokeach had waited until the mum fell, or for example, the kohanim sold it after it was a bal mum, is then whether it's chai or shachut, it makes no difference. The lokeach can now eat it, shecht it and eat it. Why? Because it's already a bechor balmum. And the din is that after the filas mum, there's afkos kedusha, and you're allowed to shecht it. And the Mishnah now tells us another halacha, umekadshin bo saisha. And now, the kohanim who received this bechor could use it to be mekadesh an isha. And it matters not whether it's a shor, tam, chai, or it's a balmum chai, or a balmum shachut. In all these cases, they can be kaddish and isha. The Omar of Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, lo shanu. This halach that you can take a bechor tam, that's alive, and it belongs to the Kohanim, and he can be kaddish and isha. That's only Ela bechor bisman azev, where there's no possibility of bringing the bechor on the Mizbeach. There's no Beis HaMikdash. The Kevin the Lochazi Lakrova, since the Bechor is not Roy, it's not possible, and it has no potential of Hakrova, Islahu Lakonim Schia Begavayu, says Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba, that's when the Kohanim have personal private ownership over the Bechor. Again, when we talk about a Bechor, we're talking about a Bechor Tam, Chai, is Mom and Kohanim. The Bechor is not considered mom and kohen, and he cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. You see that Kachim Kalim, as long, even when they're alive, as long as they are omdim lakrov, that's bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, they're not considered mom and shel kohen. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was one who said that according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, as long as the Kachim Kalim are alive, And again, Bechor is a Kanshim Kalim. They're considered Mamon Bailim for all the Dinim of the Torah, and you could be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Here, we have a statement of Rav Nachman in the name of Rava that back at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kachim, in this case Bechor, was Roy Lakrova, then the Kohanim do not own the animal. There's no Din of Mamon Bailim here for the Kohen to be Mekadesh and Isha. So the Gemara proves now that Rav Nachman is saying this distinction between Bizman and Migdash. And Bizman has said when there's no Migdash, according to Rav Yossi Aglili. The Esve, Rava Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question, Umala Mal Bashem, right, in the parsha of Shvuas HaPikadon, the pasuk says, let's go back to that pasuk over there, and it says, Umala Mal Bashem Vayikra He, L'Rabos, Kodshim Kalim, Shem Amono, Divrei Rav Yossi Aglili. So this is the kash that Rav asks Rav Nachman. How can you, Rav Nachman, tell me that Bizman HaMikdash, since the Bechor was Omed LaKrova, he cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with it, with this Bechor? Here we have a statement of Rav Yossi Aglili with regard to Kodshim Kalim in the case of a Shvua Sheker that the Shomer took. And the halacha is that he has to pay chomesh and bring a korban asham because it's all included under re'ehu, meaning it's owned. It's owned privately by the kichesh ba miso, by the mafkid. It's doch you see, and now we're talking about bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, that even a korban that's roy lakrova, I mean, even during the time period that a korban is roy lakrova, nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's considered mamon bailim, and that's why you chayev asham and chomesh. That has to be against Reb Nachman, who says that even when the animal is alive, if it's roy lakrova, it's considered lashem, and there's no private ownership over the korban. There's much based on the Kami, you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with it. So we could prove from this Kasha that Rava understood that Rav Nachman, in interpreting our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because again, if you don't assume that, then there was no Kasha from Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The assumption is that there's an equation here, an interdependence between the possibility of being Mekadesh and Isha with a Behemas Kodshim and the Halach of Mazik, where the Mazik is Chayv when he was Mazik Behemas Kodshim. It all depends upon one simple but fundamental principle called Momon Bailim. And when Rav Nachman said that Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayam, you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with a korban, a kachim kalim, because there's no din of mamon kohen, even michayim, and Rava asked him a question from the halacha of pikadon, that if the shomer took a shvua sheker, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that he's chayiv, even though the pikadon was kachim kalim. Rava, in asking this question and trying to prove from Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position in Pikadon that indeed Behemas Kodshim in Kodshim Kalim, of course, is Momon Bailim, and that was a kasha on Rav Nachman, who assumed that there's no way that you can be Kaddish and Isha with Kodshim Kalim like Bechor if it's Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So just to summarize, we see very clearly that Rav understood Rav Nachman in such a way that our Mishnah would lechora have to reflect and represent the Shita of Rav Yossi Aglili, meaning that there's a fundamental question about the ownership of a behemas kodshim in kodshim kalmi chayim. And Rav Nachman, by saying that there's no possibility of being mekadesh and isha, excuse me, with behemas kodshim, with a bechor, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, Rav Nachman is committed to understanding Rav Yossi Aglilia saying that kodshim kalim is not moment bailin. And all this is against Rav Yochanan, who understood that according to Rav Yossi Aglili, kodshim kalim is moment bailin. Umeshani Ravina, Ravina gave an answer to Rav's kasha on Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds a kodshim kalim is considered moment bailim. Says Ravina, bibichar b'chutzlaretz. What we're talking about is the status of kiddushin in a case where in chutzlaretz, he, the makadish, gave the isha a bichar, and the status of bichar in chutzlaretz is aliba de Rav Shimon, should be understood, even again, we're talking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayam, based on Rav Shimon's insight, the Omar, this is a Mishnah in Tmura, with regard to Bechor Chutz Laretz, in Bo'u Tmimim, if this Bechor reaches Eretz Yisrael without a mum, Tmimim, without any blemish, is Yikrivu, they should be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, the Gemara says, what is Rav Shimon saying? In Bo. You know, as they came to Eretz Yisrael, then we're going to be makir with them on Mizbeach L'chatchila. Lo. We're not going to send a Bechor B'chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of Akrova. So since L'chatchila, we want to leave the Bechor in Chutzlaretz and not take it to Eretz Yisrael, so there shouldn't be any requirement of Akrova. It would seem that a Bechor in Chutz Laretz is considered Momen Bailim. And why is that? Because it's not Royal Akrova. So Ravina is offering a fundamental distinction, and he's saying that when would Rabbi Yossi hold that Behemas Kodshim Kalim is considered Momen Bailim? That's only with regard to Behemas Bechor B'Chutz Laretz, which is not really Royal Akrova, at least L'chatchila. We'd rather leave it in Chutz Laretz. That's when Rabbi Yossi speaks about Behemas Kodshim Kalim as Momen Bailim, and that's where Rabbi Yossi HaGlili would insist that you could be Mekadesh and Isha with Behemas Kodshim. That's in Chutz Laretz, Bechor in Chutz Laretz. And that would make sense, therefore, that according to Ravina, in our Mishnah of Mazik and Nizak, where the Diuk was that in Kodshim Kalim there would be a Halach of Tashlume Nezikin, that's only in Kodshim Kalim in Bechor and Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara now asks V'im Isa, what do we prove from Ravina? D'chi Omar Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Momon Hu Michayim, that where Rabbi Yossi HaGlili identifies as Kodshim Kalim as Momon Bailim, and that's Michayim. That's not a universal principle. It might apply in Shavuos HaPikadon, but it doesn't apply to Kol Dini HaTorah. And we could not universalize, and therefore say as a general rule, Kodshim Kalim is Momen Bailim, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. That's not Ravina's position. I mean, there is a case of Eino Roi L'Akrova, and that's Bechor Chutzos, but that's an exceptional case as a general rule. What we're saying is that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili does not maintain that Kodshim Kalim is Momen Bailim, and the reason for that is because it's Roi L'Akrova, even though it's Michayim. You don't have to introduce the svara of Leach HaShchita and Mishulchan Gavah Kazoch. Leave that out. Even Michayim, it's not Momen Bailim. Again, where Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says in Shavuos HaPikadon, that's only in Shavuos HaPikadon. But that's not as far as other dinim in the Torah. For example, Kedusha Isha or Mazik. Now the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, they're going to maintain the Kodshim Kalim is Momen Gavah, Bechaya Korban. And that would make sense even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, when Ravina wants to suggest that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili was talking about Bechor Chutz Laretz, and that's how he explains Rav Nachman, who says that you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with Kodshim Kalim, is the Gemara is not so happy about this. Take a look on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Is Lishne, the Gemara could have offered an answer, and Ravina could have offered an answer, that that Brisa that says that Kodshim Kalim is considered Moment Bailim, even Bizman Habayis, is Kirab Yossi HaGlili. That would reflect the Shita of Yossi HaGlili. However, according to Rabbanon, they hold Kodshim Kalim, if it's Royal Akrova, is Momen Gavoa. Why didn't Ravina give that answer? It seems for sure that Ravina held that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili in Kodshim Kalim, Momen Bailim, was limiting himself only to Shavuos HaPikadon. That's the case in the Pasuk, the Drosh in the Pasuk, but not other dinim, like for example, Kedusha Isha. And therefore, it's impossible to insist that the Brisa, which says that Kodshim Kalim is Mamono, is only according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So, Emir Hashem, we're going to pick this up tomorrow and try to really clarify this to its nth degree. And we'll stop here.